Your past lesson is pretty hard. The overuse of power. You know, America was built on scripture. I'll tell you about that today. There is scripture actually on the walls of, of our Capitol building, of our structures that built America. That is powerful. The scripture gave us power. Do you really think that our overuse of the power that God gave us is happening right now? Do you think people right now are using that power incorrectly? That power came from God. America was built. There is scripture I will tell you about at the end of this lesson, written on the walls. That's just, I will just tell you about the Capitol. Forget about the schools and the colleges right now that were built in those times. The power that came from the scriptures that we built this country on, that power we are using today and not giving glory and honor where it came from. Are we overusing that power? Take a look at it. Has anybody mentioned God? You heard Kamala Harris come out and mention anything about God? Heard anybody lately come out about God? Look, Trump has as many problems as anybody else, but every candidate, everywhere, always, all the way back to George Washington, everybody has a problem. We are all human beings. But God is God. We need that guy. And they need that guy too. Our leaders need that guy. So the overuse of power, would you say that America is overusing the power that Scripture has been given? Well, did Scripture give us that power? Yes, God gave us the power that we have, the most powerful nation in the world. Okay, so think about that when you think about the overuse of Scripture. There it is. We have Scripture here in America, based. That's what we're built on. What are we using it for? Personal gain, baby. Everybody's in it for themselves. We need to pray about America and Israel and about our children. Chapter 12, part 1, The Five Sides of the Triangle, 2024. Life is about balance, period. You don't do it, productivity suffers, period. Those who accept that do well, and those who don't simply remain inconsistent, frustrated, and forever chasing an invisible, unquenchable, unobtainable, fleeting dream of success in all areas of life. It just is what it is. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Come on, that exemplifies everything we're talking about this morning. Mind, body, spirit, consistency, balance. Proverbs 11:11. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Come on. Is a bodybuilder a balanced guy? I don't know, man. I don't know. When I used to load band equipment, the little skinny guitar player could throw around more stuff than the big bodybuilder. Balance, consistency in all areas of your life. A triangle has three sides plus a front and a back, five sides total. Three sides, mind, body, and spirit. Not hard to understand. We've heard it a lot probably in your life. You feed your mind junk, no good. You feed your body junk and sit on your backside all day, no good. Fail to feed your spirit with gratitude for life, not good. Three sides, a framework holding the lens, like a picture frame holds a painting, the fourth and fifth side of the triangle. Three sides holding like a framework, mind, body, and spirit, holding front and back, knowledge and wisdom. Proverbs 2, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Kick that five sides in there. That becomes a bit more challenging to engage if I'm out of order. I pray for you and me that we realize what that means. When you are a great deal out of whack, it's easy to see. It's not so easy when you're just a little wacky. Hence, I need the triangle. A compass, a little out of whack or a lot out of whack, is still useless, right? Get it? A compass, a little out of whack or a lot out of whack. It's still useless. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. What's that mean? It means make you better, man. Clean you up. That scripture goes on and says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a tough job. How did I come up with the triangle? It had to be God, because I'm not that smart. Let's do the three sides that I can do something about. I can't do anything about fourth and fifth side. That's God. What do I do about the three sides? I can do that. Side one, mind, reading, studying, going in depth in the Bible. Politics, what the world and my business are up to. Line up scripture with current events. Oh, yeah, you can do that. You can line up scripture with current events. Oh, really? But the Bible was written 3,000 years. Sorry. The Bible works now and then. It's not changing, and neither is God. It works right now. You can line it up with current events right now. Understand prophecy, philosophy, what makes your children tick. You, spouse, business. Learn the difference between wasting time and learning time, right? Wasting time and learning. Learning serves people, places, and things that God has given you, right? Serves. Wasting serves nothing except nothing. Look, you can't lead if you don't read, man. Side two, body, sleep, correct food, exercise, oxygen to the brain. Consistent. Alcohol is not my friend. Drugs, stupid people, be aware. Repeat that last sentence, by the way. If you're listening to this, rewind, repeat that sentence. Rewind, repeat that sentence. Side three, that was side one and side two. Mind, body, spirit. Side three, inspiration. Oddly, chores accomplished yield a great feeling of accomplishment. Yield a good feeling. Kids, writing, repainting a room, creating new spaces to work, walking, problem solving, achieving a personal goal, sharing testimony, breathing in your life. Breathing in your life. Well, that means I'm going on a vacation. Come on. Take care of the people, places, and things that you have. Take care of them, the relationships of people that are working for you, yielding money for your family. These three sides keep me in order. Three sides, mind, body, spirit. The Lord provides the fourth and fifth side, knowledge and wisdom. If I got those sides in order, knowledge and wisdom, fourth and fifth side, Hosea 14:9. Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. Think that's happening right now? Although it's hard with fake news and fake people and fake and lies and all that, you can investigate what's going on in your world. You can investigate and line it up with Bible study. Leading, leadership, authority, responsibility, honor, a critical position that God gives you. What do you do with it? That's the measure of me and you. That's the measure of me and you. What do we do with it? Get yourself in order so you can do something intelligent. 1 Timothy 3:2, therefore an overseer must be above reproach. The husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Was I always like that? No. Am I like that now? It's a struggle. Every day? No. Every minute. Fill your mind and your spirit with sustained commitment. Mind, body, spirit, with God, achieve the fourth and fifth sides. Hold yourself, show the Lord, say, help me, I want this. Mind, body, spirit, keep me in order. Sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Keep me in order, Jesus. Help me. Given by the Lord, wisdom is the application of the knowledge given. Wisdom. Wisdom. You can't have it without God. It belongs to God. He lets you use it, but it becomes you, man. It becomes you. Use it clearly. That's what I say. Is America using their power for what? God-given power and wisdom and understanding that we were given to be the strongest nation in the world. 1 Corinthians 14:40, but let all things be done decently and in order. Mind, body, spirit. Tighten it up, baby. Tighten up that frame around the lens. One, mind. mind, complex, necessary problem solving. Study, read, retain. Big deal there, big word, retain. Duh, retain. Note taking, study of notes, study of notes, going back to study. Second, body, mind, body, body, steady and consistent training, not overusing your weights and I'm going to work so I look good in my t-shirt. You can look good in your t-shirt without looking like Godzilla, but do overachieve at balance in all areas of your life. Body, steady and consistent, safe and well thought out products for your body's systems, the right vitamins, the right food, mind, body, spirit. Time, spirit, time, the inside of you, what ticks, what God gave your soul, time, order, love, a little bit of every day, a little bit every day, teaching the children, sharing with the spouse, with loved one, friends, creativity, writing, preparing, talking to God. And then what happens? If you tighten that up, knowledge begins. You begin to be able to hear the Lord. Fourth side, knowledge, utilizing God's word. Discernment in all matters, knowing what right from wrong. Paying attention to historical evidence. Oh yeah, paying attention to the past. Letting go of theories and generalities. Oh, I think what I'm going to do, because I'm so smart, it's never been thought of before, right? The IRS says that all the time. Yeah, I never heard of that before, right? Observing the evidence of God in all things. Knowledge. Observing the evidence of God in all things. Even a leaf. One leaf. There isn't one leaf the same, and there's billions and billions and billions of leaves, and not one of them is the same. And then finally, the fifth side. Fifth, wisdom. The difference between needs and wants. God and men. Flesh and spirit. Fact and fiction. Stewardship and arrogance. Listening for God's direction in the word, authentic and true. You can't have that by yourself. Well, I've been studying a biology book for so long, now I have a lot of wisdom. Go ahead, ask me anything. You can't. Only the Lord can rain down knowledge and wisdom that you need. Stuff that it takes more than one lifetime to get. You don't have enough time. The Lord says in Scripture that He will give it to you. But you got to have yourself in order so you know what's there. Proverbs 2, 6, 8, all wisdom comes from the Lord. And so do common sense and understanding. There it is right there. All wisdom comes from the Lord. And so do common sense and understanding. So when you're being stupid, that doesn't come from God. Verse 7 in Proverbs 2, God gives helpful advice to everyone who obeys Him and protects all of those who live as they should. Did you hear that, my friends? Did you hear that? God gives helpful advice to everyone who obeys Him and protects all of those who live as they should. It doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean everything is beautiful in its own. But come on. Things are hard, but God is with you. Verse 8, God sees that justice is done, and He watches over everyone who is faithful to Him. It's hard to see how God works, but He does. And it's better to have this in your favor than to say, I'm mad at God, I don't believe it. That's not so good. Now you're a man without anything. You think the world cares about you? All I care about me. Yeah, okay, let me know how that goes for you when you get sick. Matthew 11, 15, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Take care of you. People say all the time, it's not about you. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. I have to take care of me so I can take care of what God has given me. Oh, yes, it is about me. It's about me and what my relationship is with God and what I'm doing to take care of what He has given me so that He can use me as a tool. Am I good enough? Never. Are you? Never. We're worthless. All we deserve is hell. And yet, in Him, you are a new creation. Take care of you and the people, places, and things in your life. Come home to what the Lord has had for you all along. Enough of traveling the road with all the riffraff, okay? Squandering time and your talent for ill-begotten gain and selfish reason. Stay, grow where you're planted, he's been waiting a long time to share with you. Luke 15. For the son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate. That's you and me. Come on. Don't get a meal and then say, well, now I got to get going back to the stupid things I was doing before. See you guys later. Thanks for a couple of bucks, some food, some chow, you know, some got a new hat, got some shoes. I got to go. No. Either I accept the challenge of balance using this triangle, or perhaps I stay crippled without it. Is that possible? It sure is. In my case, James 5, 6, 10, as Jesus looked down at a cripple, he saw him sitting there, and he's been sitting there for 40 years, I think it was, 20 years, something insane. And Jesus looked at him and asked him a question first, like, right, don't we sit in our own shenanigans forever? We're comfortable in our own mess. John 5, 6 through 10, Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time. And he asked him, do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? Great scripture. I guess the question is, do you want to get well? Do I want to get well? Or do I want to stay in this condition, as scripture says? I had a thought the other day, right? I had a thought. This triangle, right? I'm working on the triangle, right? I had a thought the other day. What's the opposite of this triangle? Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah, there's an opposite of this triangle. The anti-triangle, right? The dark matter triangle, right? Oh, yeah, I remember my life before these lessons. I had a triangle, that's for sure. I was working a triangle before these 50, but not this one. The one I was working had three sides, all right? Distraction, destruction, and demonic. Was I housing the fourth and fifth side of a lens? Oh, yeah, I had a fourth and fifth side of envy and jealousy. Does that sound like the five sides of something that works well? Well, it didn't work well for me. Think about it. I don't want that triangle anymore. And I'm assuming neither do you. So what's the goal? Philippians 4, 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, dig it, brother. Dig it, sister. Dig it. That's the goal. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, whoa, right there, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what say you, my friends? Let's try the triangle correctly. Philippians 4 sounds way more comfortable, right? How could you possibly understand all this stuff? Is your office a mess? How could you understand all this if your office is a mess? Your truck's a disaster. Your kids don't remember you. Your business asks you to take a seat when you finally walk in thinking you're a customer, right? How can you prevail if you don't remember what you read or you don't read anything? How can you help God's direction hungover from too much of anything bad? Oh, yeah, you can be hungover by a lot of things, including just simple bad behavior and alcohol and drugs and whatever you shouldn't be doing when you should be sleeping and checking on the kids. Be a new creation in Christ. Hold yourself together against the world's temptations. 1 Corinthians 1:30. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. What is our righteousness? That means your forgiveness. You have been made righteous. You have been forgiven. Your debt has been paid. Why would you want to waste your time with anything but trying to keep things in order? Let's end this day, this lesson with an example for your mind. I'll give you an example of side one. Side one of the triangle, learning, right? Mind. Scripture written on the walls of the United States. Do you know what they are? Do you know? Do your kids know? Why not? Because it's not taught in the school. Pray that our country remembers where we come from before our breach of fiduciary duty catches up with us. Pray that redemption is near for this country. Pray. Now let's learn something important. What's written on the Washington Monument? The aluminum cap on the top bears the inscription, Laus Deo. What's that mean? Praise God. Biblical passage is found in the Parliament building, Ephesians 6:13 and Psalms 139, 8 through 10. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all, stand firm. Woo, that's written on the walls. You think that our current administration might walk by and see it, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Psalm 139, 8 through 10. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. That is written in the wall of the Parliament building of the United States. Come on, brothers and sisters. Why don't we know this stuff? Because we're not taught it anymore. What's written on the top of the Washington Monument? On the east face, facing the rising sun, the Latin words, Laus Deo, translates to praise be to God. What Bible did George Washington have? King James Bible. By the way, do your kids know who George Washington is? You know, little by little, they don't. So what Bible did he have? King James. And he liberally seasoned his discourse with biblical phrases. Liberally. What is written on the Jefferson Monument? Jefferson Monument. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, capital C, with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. To secure these rights, governments are instituted. Right now, those rights are being taken away from you, and you don't even know it. Why? It's not taught in the schools. The Bible is not taught in the schools. We don't mention God anymore. How often right now is the Democratic Party mentioning God? Well, maybe they'll start. What did George Washington say about God in the Bible? He wrote, the duty of all nations to acknowledge, obey, and be grateful to Almighty God. That same God is a great and glorious being. He goes on to explain, and the author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. Kids, this is what the country was built on. Last one? I think it's the last one, yeah. What did the founding fathers say about the Bible? Even an unorthodox founder like Thomas Jefferson, even a wise guy like Thomas Jefferson, argued that finding truth and wisdom in the Bible was like finding diamonds in a dunghill. Thomas Jefferson said that. Finding truth and wisdom in the Bible was like finding diamonds in a dunghill. Also declared that Jesus' teachings were the most benevolent and sublime that have ever been taught. Listen, Congress added under God in 1954. Why? To distinguish itself from godless communist countries. You know what Bible verse was used in the founding of our country? Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Look at that. That is what was used in the founding of our country. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. It's a very attractive text to the Americans of the founding era. We have three rights guaranteed here by God and by the U.S., guaranteed by God for the U.S. Inalienable rights by their Creator, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What else should we know as we close today? Deuteronomy 28, 1:14. If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Well, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Why don't we teach that? What else should we teach, like about right now, to the political parties that are bashing each other to death over America? And what's left of us? Deuteronomy 28. Hey, listen, if America's so bad, how come a billion zillion people are coming in through the southern borders? It ain't bad. God built a beautiful country. Who's taking it apart? Ask yourself that. Deuteronomy 28, 15, 16. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commandments and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. That doesn't sound good. There it is, a final point for your mind. And that's just one side of the triangle. There are two more sides. Things that you can do. Remember, God's not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. He's not going to do things for you that you can do for yourself. How does things you can't do for yourself? That's what he does. He does things you can't do for yourself, the impossible. God won't do for you what you can do. He's not going to make your bed for you, clean up your truck, collect your receivables. Whoever just coughed, mute your phone. There are two more sides here. You can look at them, right? God does not do things that you can do. He does the impossible, things you can't do. But you got to get in the game, baby. Work this thing. Work this chapter. Let God be your guide. Listen to the lesson again and again and again. Pray for America, Israel, and your children. Next week, the sliding scale, how to measure the triangle. Kids, you have this available to you free on the site of Revelation 22:21.com and the notes. Use it. Use it. You should be ashamed of yourself if you're not using it. Freely given to you. Come on. Let's get back to work. Amen, amen. John, help me out, brother.